I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
If you said the human voice is the oldest instrument in the world, you'd be right. Humans throughout history have, from one end of the earth to the other, creatively fashioned musical instruments from animal skins, bird bones, bamboo, shells, and whatever else they could find to create a pleasing sound to their ears. Then there's the flute, the oldest human-crafted musical instrument known to humanity, found in the Netherlands some 60,000 years old. There's also a surviving pair of trumpets, one fashioned from gold, the other from silver. In 1922, during the excavation of the tomb of the 14th century BC Egyptian pharaoh, Tutankhamun, a duo of trumpets was discovered. One was made of sterling silver, the other fashioned from gold. Both were fastidiously adorned with ornamentally engraved images of Egyptian gods. The pair, 3,000 years old, were not only critical cultural discoveries, unearthed in fine playable condition, are the only known trumpets to exist from ancient Egypt. One of the trumpets lifted from the tomb of King Tutankhamun gained celebrity status. The year was 1939, when a radio personality who doubled as a documentary filmmaker learned of the discovery, reached out to the archaeologist who had found the trumpets, and pleaded with them to allow one of the instruments to be performed during a live broadcast. Convinced that the publicity would be good for their research, they regrettably agreed. Well, as the story goes, this historic BBC radio broadcast in Kew included a British member of the Army Band solicited to negotiate the instrument. To say it didn't go well is an understatement. While attempting to improvise on the ancient instrument, the trumpeter crammed a modern mouthpiece into the end of this very fragile and, did I say, ancient instrument. When he placed the instrument to his lips, it shattered. In time, the trumpet was repaired, the trumpeter was reassigned, and in the spring of 1939, some 150 listeners tuned in to hear the trumpet performed live from the Egyptian Museum in Cairo. In 1997, it retook center stage, again in 1990 and 2011, before it was put to rest for the final time, where it now lives on display, affirming that it is unlikely the trumpets will be played again for public consumption. Now, as a passing thought, it gives me some comfort, talent aside, that my old trumpet, nesting comfortably in its case in my study, is a good place for it to live out its remaining days. And who knows, in 3,000 years or so, it too might have retained a measure of redeeming historical value. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.